And we end this hour with a look back. Osama bin Laden had been one of the FBI's 10 most wanted for more than a decade. In 1998, al-Qaeda attacked the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania, killing more than 200 people.
These acts of terrorist violence are abhorrent. They are inhuman. We will use all the means at our disposal to bring those responsible to justice, no matter what or how long it takes.
The hunt for those behind the bombings began under then-President Clinton. Osama bin Laden was indicted for murder and elevated to most wanted status.
In October of 2000, al-Qaeda struck again. A small boat packed with explosives approached an American Navy destroyer at a port in Yemen.
The ship was in an outward position going out of the harbor.
Bashra'il was a reporter for the Al Ayam newspaper.
There is a blast at the side of the ship about 20 feet long with black film material surrounding the hull itself as an evidence of smoke or a fire.
That explosion killed 17 service members aboard the USS Cole, and once again, al-Qaeda claimed responsibility.
Less than a year later, on September 11, 2001, Osama bin Laden orchestrated a massive attack on American civilians on American soil.
We heard a big explosion, and we saw this big hole, the flames. We saw people falling out of the building, and then 10 minutes later, we saw another boom.
So you watched the second explosion?
We watched actually the second explosion. We couldn't really tell. It was so fast, like the corner of our eyes, we saw a plane.
As witnesses recounted what they saw, it became clear that terrorists had hijacked four airplanes. They crashed two into the World Trade Center in New York City, one into the Pentagon just outside Washington, and another crashed in Pennsylvania. Close to 3,000 people were killed.
President George W. Bush said the United States had been attacked by a faceless coward.
They run to the hills. They find holes to get in. And we will do whatever it takes to smoke them out and get them running, and we'll get them.
The war in Afghanistan began. At one point, U.S. forces heard bin Laden's voice over radio communications. They pursued him through the mountains, but he eluded capture, slipping away into Pakistan. From there, his whereabouts became a long-running point of debate and controversy.
Everyone knows it's hard. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a 10 most wanted list in the FBI where people are on there for 20 and 30 years. It's hard to find an individual.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld defended a long war. He said the goal was to stop terrorism, not primarily to find Osama bin Laden. Occasionally, bin Laden released audio tapes. In 2004, his voice was heard finally admitting his role in the 9/11 attacks.
أيها الشعب الأمريكي حديثي هذا لكم.
Northwest Pakistan seemed bin Laden's likely hideout. There were some reported sightings, but the trail seemed mostly cold. After 7 years of searching, it became an issue in presidential politics.
We will kill bin Laden. We will crush al-Qaeda. That has to be our biggest national security priority.
That pledge from then-candidate Barack Obama in 2008. But for 2.5 more years, there was little news. Then, finally, late last night.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of al-Qaeda.
The president said he had received word of a lead last August, and U.S. intelligence carefully followed it to a dramatic conclusion. The White House says bin Laden's body was promptly buried at sea.